Here he demonstrates that they have the ability to receive the gift. He insists, "Let him pray," meaning let him do his part, since if you ask earnestly, you will certainly receive. Accordingly, ask not only for the ability to speak in tongues, but also for interpretation, so you can be helpful to everyone and not keep your gift to yourself. "For if I pray in a tongue," he says, "my spirit prays, but my understanding gains nothing." Can you see how he gradually refines his argument to suggest that such a person is not only useless to others, but also to themselves, especially if their understanding is unfruitful? For if someone only speaks in Persian or any other foreign language and doesn't understand what they are saying, they will, of course, also be a barbarian to themselves, not just to others, because they don't understand the meaning of the words. For anciently, many had the gift of prayer along with speaking in tongues. They prayed, their tongue spoke, praying either in Persian or Latin, but their understanding didn't know what was being said. That's why he said, "If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays." In other words, the gift given to me that moves my tongue, but my understanding gains nothing.